Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Let us begin. We're up to Halacha Ches. Okay, I apologize to you. So if you don't have address, you'll just listen on. We get to the next page. Okay, Rabbi, so we're back on. Back on. We're live. Live from New York. Halacha Ches, okay? It's Klal Kuf Mem Aleph. Halacha Ches on page Taftaf Nun Beis. Hamasri Litkoya. This happens all the time. Okay, someone conks out. You ever see that in shul? With the Baal Tokeya, he conks out. Okay, Hamaschil Litkoya, a person that begins to blow v'lo yochel l'hashlem and he's unable to conclude all the 100 koilos yashlem acher al smach bracha shebera harishayin. So, someone else should finish off, and the person that finishes off, what? Someone else is fin al smach bracha shberach harishon shabar harishon kiven lochaytzi as a kol hashem. That's the chiddush. The chiddush over here is the main point he wants to make over here is obviously someone's going to take over, but the person who takes over does he need to make another bracha? So you would argue, if not seeing this halacha, you would argue. Could you close the door maybe in the back? Isn't there sound? I hear something. What do I hear? No, just close this door. What? So if not seeing this halacha, you would make a mistake and you would think that the person who takes over should make a new biracha. When you bring the guy in from the bullpen, you give him a couple of minutes to warm up, right? Isn't that the minuk? Right? They have commercial what?
Nine pitches?
Eight pitches. The machlokes here. Machlokes. He seems to be certain. No machlokes. Eight.
Eight pitches.
Like you make Hanukkah, eight pitches, not nine pitches. You know how much money? You know how much money they make? They're able to show more commercials. It's a gold mine. Every time they change pitches, it's a gold mine for the people who are broadcasting, able to take a break and show some commercials and charge the customers all that money. Vaita, the Kaimel and Shomer, and so therefore you do not need to make a new bracha. There's no warm up session.
Yeah, but if the guy is inside, what happens if he comes from the street?
Very good question. The guy comes in from the street, so Luchar is still not, because the people in the Beis HaKnesses, they're being Soymech on. Yes, I don't know for sure. That's a great question. He's asking is what happens if no one in the shul can blow? The person, the Baal Tekeh, he conks out. And then they call SOS. They go down. They go to another minion. They go. They bring someone in from the street or from a different shul to be mashlim. Does the person who now takes over, does he need to make a new bracha because he wasn't even here for the other kolos bishlam? If someone takes over from the tzibur, so he already heard the bracha. So it's, I don't know the answer. It appears not. If he is not having kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, he's only having kavana to take over. So since the tzibur already made a bracha, so the people who are being yoytze already heard a bracha, and he's just taking over. I'm guessing, maybe I'm wrong, you do not make another bracha.
Since he probably already heard, he goes
right.
But the question is, what if it's a guy who is going to go to a later minion?
So yeah, so then...
He has not yet heard...
He's not yet heard, okay. Another shot. He himself was not yet yoytze the mitzvah. Or he's planning to go later, or maybe now he's going to be yoytze now when he blows right now. So maybe you're right. If he's going to be yoytze now for the very first time for himself, lachar, he has to make a bracha. But let's say he already was yoytze. Or let's say he's having kavan to be yoytze later on in the day. So I'm guessing no, since this is not his mitzvah, so he does not need to make a new bracha. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you'll sit talk about it. V'im kenim so harezekilu kolecha berech of the kaim lon shemek ha'inev afilu loy ono amen. Another halacha, if you forget to answer amen, it doesn't matter, it's not ma'akev. V'hu adin afilu imarishon lo ha'yochol l'tkoy klal. Nami dinach. Now this is really a very dilemma. Over here, the chayodim is passing the Rebbe Chiddush. Let's say he can't get in the first call. He makes a bracha and he can't even get out one call. Gzum. They got to go bring in a relief. They got to bring in a relief pitcher for even the very, very first call. Do you have to make a new bracha? You could argue if you get at least one call, so the bracha was chal upon. Asher kiddushan b'mitzvahs b'svon l'shmaya kol shayfar. So you blow a tekiah, so at least the bracha was chal on that tekiah. But if the Baal Tekiah can't even get out one tekiah, the bracha was not chal upon anything. Maybe here you can argue that if you put up someone else to replace him, or let's say another shaila, you take out a different shayfa, that's another big shaila we'll talk about later on, let's say the shayfa goes sour. You can't get a tekiah out of this shayfa, but you have backups. I have in my satchel, I have another five shayfas, and I can't get out the tekiah from this particular shayfa. I can't get out the Baal Tekiah, can't get out the tekiah, and we replace him. So do you make a new bracha? So he paskins, no. You made a bracha, the bracha is on the coil. It's not on the person. It's not on the object. And if you can't get out a sound from this object, you can't get out a sound from this person, it doesn't matter. You go to the next person, to the next shofar, and the bracha is still active and everything is okay. Even the first time, the first tekiah, you can't get out a tekiah from the first shofar, you can't make one tekiah. They've a sure changed shofars in the middle. That for sure happens. Not all the time. It depends who and what. But you're right. But even to get out the first call, in a chanami. Okay. I just say, what?
Second day, the guy made a shofar on his clothes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The new tekiah, if he didn't get any voice out.
Right.
The third is new tekiah should make another shehiyanu.
Another shehiyanu? No, but we're saying now you don't make a bracha, period. You don't make a bracha even on the shofar. On the shehiyanu for sure not. No. On another shehiyanu, no, for sure not. The one shehiyanu was enough. I'll just tell you, Derech Agav, I always like to say this over. I told this to you last year from my mother. Allah HaShalom. My mother used to say that when she davened a year in RJJ. She davened in RJJ years ago. They had a very, very hard time getting out the tekiyas. It was a very big ordeal. They had a Baal Tekiah, and they had a good shofar, and it just didn't go. It couldn't get out. And they used to, at the end was, they would end up passing around. Do you remember this? No, it was always good?
When I was there, it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. All right, this is what she tells me. I don't know. This is what she told me. It was hard. There were years that was very hard. She comes over here to Brooklyn. She comes. She comes to Brooklyn. I'm not going to go say a different place where she davened. But they were here, and like they got about a Baal Tekiah, and it just goes like water, no sweat. Like it gets to 100 coals without making a problem. Different places. I want to be there. So my mother would say, it's not a mila. It's that we're not even roy that the satan should come to us. It's not a joke. It used to be in the olden days. The satan came.
He boycotted us.
They say, look, you. What?
I once told
yeah.
Brown's son.
Yeah.
That years earlier you had a hard time with the blowing, and the last years it was going very easy.
Yeah,
it's already an old Sutton.
It's an old Sutton. It's an old Sutton. But there's definitely there's a definite lot of truth to it. If you're in a shul and having a hard time, it's a very good sign. You know what it means? It means something big is coming down to this world.
Try to tell that to the Baal.
What?
Try to tell that to the Baal Tekiah.
It's really true. I'm not joking. It's really true. If you go in a shul and they're having a very hard time, it means is that these...
The Sutton is trying to block it.
Yeah, why is Sutton coming to block it? Because the Sutton knows that something very big is going to happen here. People over here are going to be zeichet to big yeshuas, big things are about to happen here in this place. There are people over here that are going to experience big yeshuas, and the male of the Satan is coming to prevent it from happening. You go to a shul, it just goes like a breeze. It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. I know stories, someone told me different stories, people are mamish bali tekiah mumchim. Mamish, I know a certain person. He blows like he a mumcha she'en kamahu, and he can blow any day of the year. He can take the shofar, he can play Yankee Doodle. Okay, he can take the shofar. He has such skill. Star Spangled with the shofar. And it comes to Rosh Hashanah, sometimes he can't get out of tekiah. And it's a pillar. How could he not get out of tekiah? You go visit him during the year and he'll take out the shofar, the same shofar, and he'll play Yankee Doodle for you in 10 seconds. What?
Aim Sadetzibura.
That's true. That's also a good sign. Aim Sadetzibura. But there's something to it. There's something to it. There is the satan. It's not for nothing. We do all of these mystical things, and you say kara satan, and you put the shofar underneath under a mappa. There are a lot of different things you do in order to nebalbel the satan. The erev Hashanah, you don't blow shofar erev Hashanah can nebalbel the satan. There's something to it, and if you're in a shul where they're having a hard time, you're in the right shul. No, I'm not joking. It's a very, very good sign. If it's going too easy, it's not so simple. That's the lesson. That's the lesson that I've learned from my mother. And I saw that you see this. You see this. There's something to it. Weiter in the halacha. Here we go. Let's say this. Very good. I didn't even realize we said it. The same did not hear the bracha. No. So he says. Okay. So I made a mistake. You see, I made a mistake. The only time I didn't make a mistake is when I thought I didn't. How does it go? There's an expression. I forgot that. You have to repeat the bracha quietly. If you bring in an outsider who was the night of the first bracha, you have to make the bracha, but quietly. If this who comes in, let's say a person that knew halacha. Let's say this person, he comes in from the outside. He did not hear the first set. So the question over here is, should he just continue with the tzibur is up, but or maybe that since he did not yet hear all of the tzibur, he has to go and start from the very beginning for himself. So he's saying over here is, it's not nice, it's tichud tzibura. You're going to now let him go. He's in the middle, so let him blow where he's up to, where the tzibur is up to, and when davening is over, he'll be mashlim whatever he left out. Just like Sukkah de Zimra. If you come late to davening, so what do? So you have to skip, right? You have to skip. But when davening is over, lechatchili is supposed to be mashlim what you left out. So this guy comes late because he is a backup. What? You're not mashlim. Different opinions. If you're mashlim, not mashlim, because once you blow it, you blow it. In echanayim. But there are opinions that say you should be mashlim. So still over here, he comes to the difficult, let him do what you're up to, and later come be mashlim. The yavshur, shezeu sveik, so therefore, so what should you do? On the other hand, when it comes to the kiosk, no, there's an order, there's an inyan of going in order. This order, there's malchiyos, zichroinos, there's shofos, it's very Kabbalistic. Kiyas shofos is one of the most Kabbalistic mitzvahs that we have around. Okay, we're not into Kabbalah, but it's no question about it. The holy of Kiyas shofos is a very, 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 very mystical mitzvah. V'yev, shezehu sveiko shel shir kenes nagadoylo shevi el yirab v'nir li da'kol of your inyan. So it all depends. Obviously, a very big shul, they're not going to tolerate the Baal Tekiya coming and starting from the beginning. If you have a few people, they don't mind, they'll let him blow the few Tekiyas to catch up to where they're up to. Halachates. Lo yosicho al lo yatokev lo yashemim. You're not allowed to talk. They always make an announcement. They make an announcement. They don't want you to talk. When you start the brachas, do not talk from the beginning of the tekiyas till the last tekiyah that you blow at the end of the end the kaddish sholem and the musaf, not the tokeya, not the shaimim, mishaberach ad kolis kol atekiyas bein demiyusha bein demumav. The tekiyas that we blow before Shimon Esri are called tekiyas demiyushav, that you sit. Now we don't sit; we stand for everything. But it used to be in some place the taka still do where the tzibur sits. The E-R, but it says in the pasuk of Sfira, it says Omer Mehachel Chermesh Ba Koma Al Tikri Ba Komel Ba Koma. So that's for the Tekiyas of the Amida. Okay, this is the question exactly, but we call them Tekiyas the Miyusha means before Shmoyne Esrei or Bein Shel Muumad. You're not allowed to talk. Venerally, the Huadin Al Ad Achar Shloishim Koilo Shetoykin Liachar Hatili. There are three different sets. There are Tekiyas the Miyusha before we daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then there are Tekiyos D'Me'umad when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, that's 30-30, that's 60, and then when Shmoneh Esrei is over, we blow another 40. So that's only Minog. So there are only three sets of Tekiyos. Tekiyos D'Me'yushuv, 30 Koilos, Tekiyos D'Me'umad, during Chazaras Hashatz, and then during and after you finish Hamavarich Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, and then there are different minhagim how to break them up between after Shmoneh Esrei and the Kaddish. Every shul does it differently. Some shuls they blow a whole set right before, right after you finish Hamavarech Hasamo Yishol Bashalayim, and then they blow some more before you say Tiskabel. Some shuls they do a lot in between before you say Tiskabel you blow, and then when you finish the Kaddish, you finish off the rest, and some break it up into three parts. They do some after you finish Hamavarech Hasamo Yishol Bashalayim, and then they do another series of tkiyas before you say Tiskabel, and then they do the last 10 after you finish Kadesh Shom. So every shul has different minhagim as what to do, and you do whatever you did last year, that's what you do this year. What?
We blow in the inside the shul.
Oh, so that's part of the Amidah. So then they just have less tekiyas. You're doing the Amidah, so you have less tekiyas. Right, you have only 10 at the end, because you do everything during the silent Shemon Esri, and then during the Chazaras Hashatz, you break it. There are many, many different ways to break up the 100 kos. What you have in common, the common denominator is everyone has at the end of the day 100 kolos. Everyone seems to have 30 before the Shemona Esrei. And then the question is, how do you break it up during Chazaras Hashatz? Do you also blow during the silent Shemona Esrei? And how do you break it up when you finish Hamavarech Hasamo Yishol Bashalom? What do you do then? And what do you do before the Kadesh Tiskabel? And what do you do when you finish the Kadesh entirely? Everyone has a different minute. It's a very sensitive thing. People get very worked up about this. Not necessarily. There's a general, Nusach Svar generally does during Lachash. But not all Nusach Svar. There are some Bekilos who daven Nusach Svar. They don't do it during the Lachash. And there are some Nusach Ashkenaz that do during the silent Shemona Esrei. And at the very, very end, that is the Wild West. When you get to the very end of end of Rosh Hashanah, that's mamish the Wild West. You're not going to find two shuls that do the same thing. Okay? They do. I think Chaim they do something totally that's way out. Okay, they have said that no one knows. I don't even remember what they do there. Because everywhere you go, you do what you did last year. That's how you avoid all the problems. This will be the last year. This we can do this year. Don't try to tell me to do Newman Hagen because you have a makar for every single possibility. And the common denominator is you're not allowed to talk. Not from the beginning and not to the end, not even to be mafsik with saying, when the Chazan says Baruch Atah Hashem, you do not say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo. That may not be said. We discussed yesterday, what about saying Asher Yotzar? That really is a very big dilemma. A very big dilemma. Can you make it? If you have to go to the Beis Hakisei to make Asher Yotzar, I think most poskim say you can. Some poskim say you should better not. You should wait for the Asher Yotzar until the end of Musaf, and do not forget to say it then. Vravait, when you leave the Huadin Lachal, Ashtoshim Shalakol Shadrachal, the Mim Komokam, say that Tilos Piyutim, Loy Mikri Hefsik, Benatkias. Question: what about the Mafsik? When you recite Piyutim, this is not part of the Mitzvah. So why does this not count as a Hefsik? No, it's not. Because it's all part of the Nusach Atfila, Avo Bein Brachal, the Tekiah. Afilu say their Tfila, Havi Hefsik, when you make the Brach Asher, Kiddishonu, Bimitzvah Savit Sivanu, Lishmoya kol shofar, and then you make the bracha shachiyoni v'kiyoni v'ginu lazman hazeh. You're not allowed to say anything if you didn't say yet. Ashrei ha'am yodei surua. You come in a little late. You weren't there for la matzeach, and about the chaos having a hard time getting out the tekiyah. So you want to hop around and say at that moment in time, ashrei ha'am yodei surua. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and the first tekiyah, even tefila. Betzarich lachazar ulevarich ella imkain sach bedaver shutzarch habracha. The only time you can talk between the bracha is when you have to talk for the purpose of the bracha. Going haviu shayfer chayetzibo uchadul els klal hey. Let's say the shayfer does not work. So yeah, then you're allowed to say, can you do me a favor? Go to my talis bag and get me another shayfer. B'chol chiluk ve'ein chiluk b'chol zeh ben habracha yashemaya. It doesn't make a difference between the person who makes the bracha and the person listening. Da'afil l'soch ha'shmeh ben tekiyah lebracha. Tzarech, you have to go. You have to do it. Now we got to go to the next page, and the shoemaker doesn't have shoes. Can I take one of your pages? Okay. Anyone have a nun gimel? No one has a nun gimel.
No.
I should just listen to just. I'll try to explain it. Okay, so I'll just try to explain. Lach l'varach v'liyev esrach ben tekiyah ben esrach lach. So I'm on page nun gimel now. Nun gimel v'liyev is esrach ben tekiyah ein esrach lach. So ul'varach, if a person speaks, let's say you don't follow the rules, they announce, do not talk during Tekiyah Sashayfer, from the entire Chazar Sashatz, and you can't control yourself, and you have a conversation. Do you have to repeat the bracha? Do you have to repeat the Tekiyah? No. B'di'eved, if you spoke in the middle of the kiosk, your yoytzei 100%, as we learned yesterday, and I saw this inside to clarify this, is because me'ikir hadin, it's no worse than eating. Just like if a person makes the bracha hamoytzi lechem min ha'aretz, and he puts in his mouth a small morsel of food and he swallows it, the bracha was chal on that small portion of food, he can now have a conversation during the meal. You can talk. What?
Even before the first 30 carlos?
Yes, even in the middle of the 30 carlos. Even in the middle, because once the bracha was chal b'di'eved, was chal on a tekiyah, even before the 9, even nothing, just even on a tekiyah. You blow, you make a bracha, and you just blow one tekiyah, that's it. The bracha was chal upon that one tekiyah. If you speak, it's not a problem, you can continue, and you do not need to make another bracha, bidi evid. Lachatchil, of course, you should not speak until the end of the 100 kolos, at the end of davening.
As far as like it also, because let's say you, a guy blows the tekiyahs and it doesn't come out
via
his mind. So you're saying that the bracha is a bracha batala? It's not.
We don't assume that, right? Well, that's not a hefsek. Struggling to get out of tekiyah is not a hefsek. That's certainly not called a hefsek. If you struggle to get out of tekiyah, of course, you mean oisik in the mitzvah. That's a given. The question over here is if you say dvar b'talin, you speak about matters that have no real relevance to the tekiyahs. That is that called a hefsek or not? So the answer is yes, it is. But since the bracha was already chal upon one tekiyah, you do not need to make another bracha, and you yoytzei the tekiyahs as well. The akol mitzvah achas he ve'ein adayim l'sach bein tefillin l'tefillin. Now he's asking a kasha. Oh, what about the halacha of tefillin? This is the exception. If a person puts on tefillah shel yad, if your minig is to make two brachas. A most Ashkenaz to make two brachas. Correct. Okay, so you make al haniach tefillin, and the shel rosh you make al mitzvah tefillin. So who goes back from war? Hayore v'harach halevav. Afilu soch bein tefila l'tefila. You speak between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. What's the big deal? So what if you put on the tefillin shel yad and then you have a conversation and you put on the tefillin shel rosh? What's the halacha? How many brachas to make the tefillin shel rosh? Two brachas. You have to make the bracha l'haniach tefillin all over again, because that is called a hefsek. Why is it a hefsek? Why? Just like when it comes to Tekiyah Shofar, make one bracha, it's not called a hefsek. So when you mug some tefillin, it should not be hefsek. The answer is no, it's worse. When a tefillin is considered to be two separate mitzvahs. There's a tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel rosh, the bracha, and therefore if you mafsik, so you're doing now a new mitzvah, you cannot count the bracha that you said before on this, because it's a brand new mitzvah. But all of the koilos of the 100 koilos is considered to be all one continuous mitzvah. So even if there's a hefsek, it does not matter. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are two mitzvahs. But the other person can't put on tefillin shel yad, you still put on shel rosh. If you can't put on shel rosh, you put on shel yad. It's not all or nothing. So therefore, the dynamics of the brachos are different than the 100 koilos, because all of the 100 koilos are all considered to be part of one big mitzvah. Halacha yod b'tkiyas d'miyushav d'haynu koyim shenispal musav mutu l'hashatz l'tkoya. The shatz himself can be the baal tkiyas. So this is a very big issue. Can the baal tkiyas the baal musav? Can you ever see this in shul?
Yeah.
Well, the Baal Musaf is the Baal Toikea. Is he also the Makri? Is he also the Makri? What happens if can the Baal Toikea be the Makri? So some people do it also, all three. Okay, a jack of all trades. The person, he's the rabbi also. He gives the drasha. What? And he does Birchas Kohanim. Okay, he's the rabbi. He does Birchas Kohanim. He's a jack of all trades. So he gives the drasha before the Kiyas. And then he makes the bracha and he's the makri. He makes the bracha and he says tekiyah and he blows the tekiyas shvarim and he puts it back in his mouth. That's a very big problem, because you know the art of blowing shofar is once you got the shofar in the soft spot, you don't move. Okay, you got to get in that soft spot, and that's why the bali tekiyah they give the makri a very hard time. I've seen this when the makri wants to say bekavanas. Tekiyah, and yeah, if you mechavein, whatever you mechavein, and it takes time. Tekiyah, you yourself, and the Baal Tekiyah has the shofar, that soft spot. Got it. and you know you're holding me back.
Yes,
right. You know, every second that you're marach and you're tequila, you're risking me losing the soft spot.
Your lips,
this tension. If you notice, I've seen this. I've seen this. I've not davened in all that many places, but I've definitely seen this in the few places I've davened where there was tension. Between tension, yes, between the makri and the baal tokeah. The baal tokeah is urging the makri to get the show on the road. Okay, he's urging the makri, don't be marich. Just right away say it. Just say it quickly so I can get the tekiyas out. And when the makri is too slow. There is definitely tension, but some places it's not like that. But that is over here. It's a very chiddush for the baal tekeah to be the makri, because that means he has to remove the shofar from his mouth every time he says tekiyah shvam tekiyah. He has to remove it, but yet b'dieved it can be done. And let's say he's also the baal musaf. He's going to have a musaf. Let's say also he's going to be a birchas kohanim. So he's going to be turning around and doing birchas kohanim as well. The only thing that he cannot do is he never saw a kohen who was about tefillah say yivarechecha Hashem. That you never saw do. Okay, and you never saw under a chuppah the Masada condition of Ariel himself. Masada condition says hare. Okay, that you never saw. What?
I was never there, but. Usually, a guy, they have these minyanim out of town, these little small places, Nebraska, this and this and this. That must be the guy that does everything.
So, yeah, you definitely have situations where you have people who are not learned, who don't know how to do it, so then the rabbi has no choice, he has to do everything. So, b'dieved, he can do it. So it says here, now here's a shiloh. The Chai Adam says that lichatchila, this is a very important halacha, and it's taka don't like this in some shuls, is where they switch off. They have a baal tekiah for the tekiyos de miyoshuv, and there's a different baal tekiyah for the tekiyos of the chazaras hashatz. Why? Because the baal musaf basically he wants to also blow, so we let him blow only for the tekiyos de miyoshuv, but we do not allow him to blow during musaf. Lechatchila, the baal tekiyah should not be the one who's davening musaf, because he'll get confused. But before Musaf starts, before Chazaras Hashat starts, he did not yet start davening. So then he can do. So that's why the Kis Miyushev Dehainu Koydum Shemisvalu Musaf Mutar Hashatz. The one that will be the shots. He can go and he can litkoya. Ava the Kis Shalal Seder Habrachos Medina Osur LeHashatz. Kidei shelo yisbalbel, so that the shot should not get confused. If he has to blow shayv and also daven musaf, it's too much to handle, too much on his plate. Ach kishem yisbalbel mitoch sidur, but being that bizman hazeh we daven from a sidur, dinoi kimuftach shelo yisbalbel, so therefore we trust you, you're not going to get confused. The middle of the car you can blow. Avol mishum hefsik mitzvila vade in loch, as far as being master, because he's starting with davening. He's davening musaf, and then in the middle of your musaf, your chazar sashatz, you're blowing shofar. So why doesn't the tekiyos constitute a hefsek in the chazar sashatz? That's not a kasha, because the blowing of the shofar is part of the nusach tefila. Vada in lachos kevin shat tekiyos heim letzarech tefilas for the purpose of davening. So the bottom line over here is b'dieved, when you don't have a choice, everything is mutter. Like you have situations where you have people who don't know how to read, whether you're davening for Baal Yitshuva, you're davening in a nursing home, or things like that. B'dieved, the Baal Tfila can do everything. But l'chatchila, you're davening in a place where there are other people who are of talent, are capable. It's not proper for one person to take all the fun for himself. You divide it. One person is the makri, one person is the baal musaf, and one is the baal tokeah. It should be done by different people, even though b'dieved it's not a problem in our day and age, because we have a siddur, and everything is done. So therefore, because there's a siddur, you're not going to be bulbul. B'lechatchila, you should follow the regular rules. Okay, our next simon. Next simon is kamat kiyas chayv adam l'shmad v'shana teisha. You're only chayv min ha-Torah to blow three tekiyas, three sets. Tekiya shvarim tura tekiya, tekiya shvarim tekiya, and tekiya tura tekiya. You're done. That's it. Nine. That's called nine. We call that ten. Okay, it's 9/10. Why do I call it ten? because Shvarim Teruah is Shvarim Teruah 1 or 2. So we're calling it now 1. You have a Tiki in the beginning, at the end, it's 3. But the one in the middle, we call Shvarim Teruah, we call that 1 as well. So therefore it's 3, 3, 3. It's a total of 9/10, because Shvarim Teruah, we sometimes call it 2. When we calculate 100 kolos, it means we call a Shvarim Teruah 2. Okay, but over here, when we're calling it, when we're talking about halal and not Torah, we're calling it 9, we're using different terminology, it means 3 different sounds. What's 3 different sounds? That we're going to explain outside. We have a suffix. When the Torah says, Yoim Teruah Yihyeh Lachem, what is the meaning of the word Yoim Teruah? Does it mean a sound of a Shvarim? Or does it mean the short sound, what we call a teruah? Or maybe it means both. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Avohu b'kesore, since we have a suffix, we do not know what the meaning is, yom teruah. So therefore, to be yoytze l'chol hadeyos, we do all three. We do all three, a tekiah, shvarim, and a tekiah. Let's see. Kama tekiahs chayv v'ad l'shma b'yoshana teshel l'fishnem b'yoshana zichroin teruah v'yoyim teruah. It says these words, one place it says Zichroi Neturah, that's what it says in Parshas Emor, and it says in Parshas Pinchas Yom Teruah. Uv Yom HaKippur Mishol Yovel, it says Ksiv Shofar Teruah, and we learn that V'alfim Gzeres Shava Shvihi Shvi Shayukolat Kiyah Shal Chodesh Shvi Shavin, everything should be the same, everything in Yovel, we blow Shofar on Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful drasha. Okay, it's g'day to appreciate this drasha. There are three terms used in the Torah for blowing shofar: zichrein teruah, yoim teruah, and shofar teruah. In Parshas Emor it says zichrein. In Parshas Pinchas it says yoim teruah. And in Yovel on Yom Kippur it says shofar teruah. And all of these things are linked through a Gzeres Shava. Therefore, we apply one to the other. So therefore, since in the Sach HaKol it says Teruah 3 times, the Kaimulan, so therefore we have to do it 3 times. Now when you do a Teruah, we love another Pasuk that tells you whenever you have a Teruah is always sandwiched with a Tekiah Lefaneha and a Tekiah Li'achareha. So therefore it's going to be tekiah to a tekiah, tekiah to a tekiah, tekiah to a tekiah, that's really, I didn't say correct, that's really 9. So therefore, in the Torah's terminology, it's 9. Because of the 3 times it says the word teruah, zichroin, yoim, and shofar, all 3 come together, teruah, 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 and since each teruah, we have another drash that tells us is not independent, every teruah has to be sandwiched with a tekiah milifaneha and a tekiah milachareha, so therefore we go from 1 to 3. 3, 6, 9. Now, v'nim savikilo v'shashol v'shua, v'kayim lon shkol tshua shachli yos tekiah lefaneha milachareha. How do you know that? Shekei nami razal mikroi, v'nim savikilo v'shua shol shpan tarat, tekiah to a tekiah, tekiah to a tekiah, tekiah to a tekiah, v'afilu shoma teisha kolos v'elu b'elu, b'teisha shos v'yom es gemara. Even if you hear these 9 sounds in 9 hours during the day. Okay, so at 6 o'clock, we blow tekiah. At 7 o'clock, we blow a teruah. At 8 o'clock, we go a tekiah. 9 o'clock, another tekiah. It doesn't have to be, you can be mafsik. It does not have to be in one shot. Afilu b'teisha shos b'yom, afilu mitisha b'nei adam. One Ruvain blows the tekiah. Shimon at 7 o'clock blows the teruah. Levi at 8 o'clock blows the next tekiah. It's good. Tekiah mizeh tu mizeh tekiah mizeh yotza im lo hoya machmas oynes. Aval machmas oynes lo yotza. But let's say yotza im lo hoya machmas oynes. Aval machmas oynes lo yotza. I'm not sure what this means over here. It's the other way around. Right? Right? So maybe that's what he means. Oh, okay. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know. Okay. What? Okay, let's just run the very quickly next. Now, because that's Torah law. But now we come to step 2. We do not know what a Torah actually is. Is it true or what we call 2-2-2-2-2-2-2? Or is it true what we call a Shvarim 2-2-2? And by the way, how do you do a 2? Is it 2-2? To utu, or is it two, 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 or is it toot, to ut. And there are other versions, many variations of what the short sounds are, and every Baal Tokeah has his tradition. And in fact, some of them, they break it up. To the Kiyas Dimi Yoshev, they'll blow out to Utu. And to the Kiyas Yamida, they'll blow to. And before you die, before Tiskabel, they'll do some other variety, some other form of to all different types of Minhagim. Everyone has their tradition, what to do, some mix and match, but different, whatever it is. The question over here is that the Trua, or maybe it's both together? Maybe it's what we call it Shorim Trua. Two, and then we blow two. And the other question is it one shot? Do you take a breath in between the Trua? We spent a lot of time on this last year. Do you take a breath between the Shvarim and the Trua? Two. And then two. Or you have to do the Shvarim and the Trua in one breath. Take a deep breath, and you do it in one shot. So some, there's a big machlokes, and some, in fact, they switch. The tekiyas, the miyoshev, you do one way, and the tekiyas that you do during the Shemona Esrei, you do the other way. A lot of things going on behind the scenes. What's the other very big nafkamina? The other important thing is, how long are your tekiyas? Long tekiyas are no good. You have to, the tekiyas are supposed to correspond to the middle sound. If you're doing a 2-2-2, then the tekiah should equal that amount, that space, that length. It should be, the tekiah should be a short tekiah. But when you do a shvarim teruah, it's much double. A shvarim teruah is 18 sounds. It's 2-2-2 and 2-2-2-2-2-2. So when you blow the tekiah is double long. Do you notice that? When they blow the set, the Shvarim Teruah, the tekiyos of the set of the Shvarim Teruah are double as long as the tekiyos of the Shvarim and the Teruah. They're double as long. So the Makri calls out, you get to the next set, and you call tekiyah, and you're going to blow afterwards the Shvarim Teruah. The Baal Tekiah has to know that the tekiyah is going to blow now has to be double as long. Okay, so pay attention. That's even longer. The tekiyah that goes on forever. That goes on until the guy conks out. That goes on. That's very, very long. Some cheat. They take a breath in the middle. You ever see those people? They take a gedolah and take a breath in the middle. Okay. We're out of time, so we're going to stop over here. We'll take a short break.